with anybody in the outside world. His conversation with me was the first communication he'd had with anybody outside a prison since he was abducted.
Earlier, President Trump was asked about Van Hollen's visit.
Yeah, look, he's a fake. I know him. I know them all. They're all fake. And they have no interest in that prisoner. That prisoner's record is unbelievably bad.
Trump also said he agreed with his Secretary of State that there needs to be some movement on ending the war in Ukraine soon.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass. But hopefully we won't have to do that.
A website Americans once went to for information on COVID vaccines and tests is a different site these days, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The COVID.gov website shows a photo of President Trump walking between letters that spell out lab leak. Under the White House heading, it declares the COVID pandemic originated with a leak from a research lab in Wuhan, China. It also accuses Dr. Anthony Fauci of pushing a preferred narrative that COVID originated in nature. Government websites are often overhauled with each administration, but this makeover makes assertions about the origins of COVID that still have not been proven. A 2023 intelligence analysis said there's insufficient evidence to prove either theory. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The alleged gunman in the Florida State University shooting remains hospitalized.
The suspect continues to receive treatment at one of our local hospitals. He did receive significant injuries in this event and will require a significant amount of time in that facility.
But Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revel says once he is released, he'll be moved to a detention center where he will face charges of first-degree murder. Two people died in yesterday's shooting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The next threat is tonight. Severe weather this morning will be followed by severe weather this evening, with the National Weather Service saying there's a risk of high winds and hail. Golf ball-sized pieces came down further to the west earlier today. We'll break in for severe alerts and have an update coming in the forecast. First Congressional District Democrats will convene in Racine. It's a May 3rd convention at Infocino's Banquet Hall. It'll feature CD elections, platform reviews, and speeches from State Senator Bob Wirch and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Northbound lanes were not accessible for a short time this afternoon along I-94 in Racine County. Near Highway K, traffic was impacted due to a small SUV on fire in the far left lane. There's no word about injuries. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities, with Phase 2 starting in July. Racine County's new juvenile detention center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation and education. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow at noon for game one of their best-of-seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that. But
Yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody.
You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, a high in the low 50s. Then some showers return on Sunday, more clouds, highs to the upper 40s, with rain chances continuing into Monday. Currently at 62 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1963.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. In 1963, the cassette tape debuted, revolutionizing audio recording. Coca-Cola introduced Tab, its first diet soda. The first push-button telephone was launched, and zip codes were implemented in the U.S., streamlining mail delivery nationwide. On the radio, it was a song that sounded an awful lot like the Beach Boys, but it wasn't. It was Jan and Dean in Surf City.
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
It's Jan and Dean in Surf City on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1963. We mentioned that that song sounds an awful lot like the Beach Boys, even though it's not, but there's a reason it does. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys co-wrote this song. It's very similar to their recordings, starting with the vocal hook, Two Girls for Every Boy, and moving into the harmonies and chord progressions that were typical of Brian Wilson's work. All right, lots of big news stories in 1963, the first of which was Martin Luther King speaking in Washington, D.C. on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King Jr. On the radio, it was the surf sound all over again with the Safaris. It's the Safaris and Wipeout on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. While the Safaris were a band of teenagers, they had no money, but they scraped together what they could from their parents while scouting for a place to carry out their rehearsals, and they came across Dale Smallin. He was the owner of a small studio in Cucamonga, California. Smallin would later become the Safaris' manager. At Smallin's studio, they would record a song called Surfer Joe, and while the engineer reminded the group that it takes two songs to make a single, the Safaris recorded Wipeout, which they considered to be the throwaway B-side. They certainly did not consider themselves to be an instrumental band. Well, in November of 1963, stay-at-home moms were watching As the World Turns on CBS when they were interrupted by Walter Cronkite of CBS News.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
On the radio in 1963, a song about a girl who has a crush on a boy who does not appear to be interested in her. She expects that he'll eventually fall for her and waits eagerly for that day. From 1963, it's the Chiffons and One Fine Day.
Me.
3, it's the Chiffons and One Fine Day on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. Well, 1963 brought miniature baking to kids with the Easy Bake Oven.
Easy bake, fast as you can. Mix them up, pour them in the pan. Slide them in, let them bake now. Slide them out, Easy Bake, wow! Only Kenner's Easy Bake Oven Set makes such delicious cakes, cookies, candy, brownies, pizza, pies, and biscuits. It bakes like magic with two ordinary light bulbs and has a special cooling chamber. Easy Bake by Kenner.
Light bulbs not included. That's going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. Join us again Monday afternoon at 5 for another class reunion on WRJN.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget DeBrand Fine Chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
To hold you tight.
smile, you know. Things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How long does the present moment last? If you're aiming to live in the present, you'll want to restrict yourselves to the last 15 seconds because that's how long we perceive the current moment. In other words, what you are seeing at the present moment is not a fresh snapshot of the world, but rather an average of what you've seen in the last 10 to 15 seconds.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm still delivered. I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got the feeling in my head. Here I am, baby. That I really didn't mean. Ah, hey, yeah, yeah, didn't I? Oh, baby, seen a lot of things in this old world. When I touched them, there'd be nothing, girl. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Ah, I'm yours. Ooh, wait, baby, you set my soul on fire. That's why.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She
she's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses as tips on marketing and advertising, too. You can sign up for free at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The next threat is tonight. Severe weather this morning will be followed by severe weather this evening, with the National Weather Service saying there's a risk of high winds and hail. Golf ball-sized pieces came down further to the west earlier today. We'll break in for severe alerts and have an update coming in the forecast. First Congressional District Democrats will convene in Racine. It's a May 3rd convention at Infocino's Banquet Hall. It'll feature CD elections, platform reviews, and speeches from State Senator Bob Wirch and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler will appear virtually. People going will also hear from candidates vying to succeed Wickler as state party chair. The event will also include remarks from Assembly Representatives Brown, McGuire, DeSmit, and Neubauer. If you think things will be the same in Green Bay as on game day, think again. Lisa Hale has more about preparations in Titletown.
The NFL draft starts in just 7 days, and the city of Green Bay voted this week to double parking ramp rates during the event. Rates will go from $1 an hour or $12 a day to $2 an hour or $24 a day for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. The city says the doubled rates are needed to cover the increased staffing and maintenance needs for those 3 days that the event is in town.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, a high in the low 50s. Then some showers return on Sunday, more clouds, highs to the upper 40s. With rain chances continuing into Monday, currently at 64 degrees.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart.
town's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. And Brett, one new movie in the Marcus Theaters this weekend.
Well, we've got one new one, and it's a big one. It's called Sinners. Sinners is a supernatural southern vampire thriller directed by Ryan Coogler, who previously directed Black Panther and Creed. In this movie, Michael B. Jordan plays the roles of two twin brothers who turn back to their hometown of Mississippi, only discover there is a greater evil there threatening to consume everything they hold dear. Sinners will face off this weekend against the box office giant, a Minecraft movie, which will be in its third week of release. There are so many great movies available to see. Pick one for your family and friends this Easter weekend and plan your trip to your local theater.
All righty, Brad. It's Brad Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Just to
sing.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Earlier this hour, you heard the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. But if you want to take the class reunion theme one step further, you can let us know about your class reunion. We'll help you spread the word about it on the air and online. You can have your organizer email the event details to classreunion@wrjn.com. We'll mention it on the air and we'll post the details online as well. Listen for your year on the 5 o'clock class reunion weekdays and WRJN.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Farming's still a big thing here in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings from 5 to 6 and reports throughout the day, too. Keep up to date on everything agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present at WRJN.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Safe.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up, CBS News at 6, and in just a little while, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball. As the Brewers take on the A's from AmFam Field, it's all coming up. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Woo-ha! Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Senator Chris Van Hollen is just back from El Salvador, where he met with a Maryland man mistakenly deported there.
The government, in this case the Trump administration, is asserting a right to stash away residents of this country in foreign prisons without the semblance of due process that is the foundational of our constitutional order.
President Trump continues to insist there was cause for his deportation and listing a series of allegations.
This is the man that the Democrats are wanting us to fly back from El Salvador to be a happily ensconced member of the USA family.
Trump said today negotiations to win the war in Ukraine need to come to some conclusions soon. If not, he says, the U.S. will have to take a pass. Stacey Lynn reports the federal judiciary wants more money to keep judges safe.
In a letter to Congress, it's asking for more funding to keep the federal courthouses safe at a time when threats have escalated. They call the current funding levels unsustainable, nearly $50 million less than what the courts requested just for security.